Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Cameron Holloman, CEO of Let Me Suit Your Bespoke Clothing, founder of The Towel Company, and many other things. I just wanted to check in with you guys, give you some updates, let you know what's going on in The Towel Company, as well as life in general, and, of course, offer some encouragement. As usual, I'll try to keep it short, keep it under 7 minutes, and I will get to you guys right after these messages. All right, thank you so much for listening to those messages. I always appreciate you guys. First off, I just want to say thank you to all those who have been donating, supporting, giving some encouragement, getting out in the field and actually getting hands-on. You are so appreciated and you are undervalued. You know, people don't give you guys enough credit. That's why I'm here to do so. So I really appreciate all the businesses that have been reaching out to work with us, all those who have been reaching out to want to help out, donate, cook for us, give clothes, just give some encouragement to others. You guys have made this something that I know factually that I'm going to be doing for the rest of my life. I've always believed in giving back. I've always done so, but never on this scale. I'm basically trying to eliminate homelessness in Illinois and all of the United States if possible. But it's a big task, but I think we can do it together. So that's why I created The Towel Company in general. We are here not to just feed the homeless, because after doing towel walks, you know, and being in the field and actually talking to the homeless and people who are less fortunate, there are so many other things that are needed more than food, crazy enough. I sat at a location just this past Saturday, Tent Town on Roosevelt and Des Plaines. And we were sitting there talking to the mayor, is what we call the person that is in charge of all the people in that area. So we were sitting talking to this guy named Jamaica. And I kid you not, we maybe been talking for about 5, maybe 6 minutes. Within that time frame, at least 6 to 7 cars pulled up with food and just dropped it off. You know, just no asking if they needed anything. Nope, just drop food off. Then he had corporations who just come and literally just drop food there. Now, this seems like it would be something that's like, oh, that's a great thing. They all get to eat. It's actually not. So what happens is the food goes unused and then they have to store the food. And guess who takes the food that's stored? Rats, bugs, all the things that you don't want touching your food. So you get a situation where it's oversaturation with food. You know, I know you guys want to help and that's great, but the reason why we do things different is because we actually speak to the people and see what they need. I don't want to give them something that they already have. Even before we came, there was already at least 3 tables full of food. You know, it's really crazy. They had enough food to feed probably at least 100 people. It was only 18 people there. So I'm working on a system for all of us to be able to follow and to be able to kind of link up and be together on this movement. So there's a lot of things in play right now. But I wanted to just reach out to you guys and just kind of let you know that I love the fact that you all are giving back, but if you're not going to encourage or get these people out of the situation that they're in right now, it serves no purpose. We're not here to keep these people in the same place. You know, I want to make these people back to normal, what we call normal standards. So it's a little more than just food. You know, we're going in 3 phases. The first phase is us feeding and just speaking to the people and seeing what they need. And the next phase is try to get these guys some real help. So we are linking with a lot of different people. And I know a lot of different people listen to the podcast. So please, guys, if you guys want to reach out to us, if you want to work with us, if you want to help, and, you know, and it doesn't just have to be donating. We need the funds. That is, you know, we are a nonprofit, so we do need you guys in order to operate. So please don't be stingy. We were doing a campaign last week for just $5. I mean, come on. Give up that Starbucks. Give up the 4 for $4. Give up that pack of cigarettes just to help somebody, you know. It goes a long way, and these people are so appreciative, especially when we come through and we sit down and talk to them and offer them some words of encouragement and let them know they're not alone and they are not forgotten. So I appreciate all you guys who are, you know, just taking the reins and helping out. Please do not get mad at me if I haven't reached out to you, if you want to cook for us, if you want to donate. It's a lot going on. We're getting to you. Don't forget about us. Just send me an email, send me a text, send me a DM. I got a whole list. So we really want to work with more businesses, especially locally in Illinois. So if you know some businesses that would be down with our cause, please plug them. I will definitely give them a call. Let them know that the founder, Cameron Holloman, will be giving you a call and arranging a meeting. So I don't know all, you know, I have to have my ears to the streets, and you guys are the streets. So let us know if you know some locations that you see people that, you know, tent towns or a large mass of homeless people there. Let me know if people you know in your area. It doesn't have to be in Illinois. It could be anywhere, because we are trying to make this all over the United States thing and hopefully global at one time. So please, guys, reach out to us. We need you guys. We're doing a big deal here. Please, again, do not be afraid to donate, because we are out here risking our lives. You know, it is a pandemic. We have to mask up, gloves up, and we do provide everyone with masks and gloves as well. So the business has it's hungry. I love all you guys. I am so proud of my team. Thank you, guys. You guys are a blessing. Please continue to just dream big. Do not limit yourself, because I swear what we build in has no limits. I appreciate all those who have been donating. I appreciate all those who've been encouraging. Please continue to do so in these hard times, because that's the only way we're going to survive. Again, this is Cameron Holloman, CEO of Let Me Suit You Bespoke Clothing, founder of The Tall Company, and many other things. I'll be reaching out to you more often. We're going to be doing a lot more interviews as well. So, guys, if you want to do an interview, give me a call. It's been great. I hope you enjoy this Tuesday. It's Give Back Tuesday, guys. Give to someone today in need. I love you, and enjoy your day.